السلام عليكم ورحمة الله والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته. Respected brother Muslims, at the very outset, let us pray for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us in our lives and given us the opportunity of obeying His commands and being present in this, of the importance of obeying the commandments of Almighty Allah and His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in each and every aspect of our life. Let us completely refrain from all what He has forbidden and try as much as possible to practice the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the past sermons, we have been emphasizing the importance of molding an ideal Islamic personality by making sure that we are able to strengthen ourselves, have good morals, build up our intellect, have the ability to earn a living personality. But before we come to that, let me remind you all that we are in the holy month of Dhul-Qa'dah. Now, what is Dhul-Qa'dah? We should understand the significance of this month, because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about it in the Holy Quran in Surah Tawbah. Yeah, he says, إِنَّ عِذَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ عِذَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And he goes on to say, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ الْحُرُمِ Surely, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. So we are in a very sacred month. It is called Shahrun Haram. This month forbids us from indulging any act that gains the displeasure of Allah. No one is to engage in any acts of Hadatul Nafs. And it has been inspired with good things, he is victorious. And whoever fails to purify this soul and denies it, judging in sinful acts. Or is it pleased with Almighty Allah and in obedience to Almighty Allah? Because this soul has been classified by the ulama into so many types of souls. The very first one is An-Nafs al-Ammara bis-Su. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this while narrating the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Her, Dizya, she said, I am not going to say that what I did is right, but I wish to emphasize the fact that the nature of man's soul is that it is filled with a lot of evil things. Provoke him to do what is forbidden. So we should be very careful from this. And the second type of nafs or soul is an-nafsul lawwama. This type of soul, even though a man indulges in sinful acts or makes mistakes in his life, will always remind him of the importance of reverting back to the path of Allah. It will remind him that what he has done is wrong and that he has to obey Allah and refrain from these sinful acts. In Surah Qiyamah, the very first ayah and the second ayah, they
لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة.
النفس اللوامة, the soul that constantly imposing and cursing what you do from the sinful deeds that we are doing. It is this fear that will prevent us from indulging in anything that gains the wrath of Allah. Then again, there is the best of all kinds of nafs, which is the nafs al-mutma'inna, the peaceful and content soul. Those who obey Almighty Allah and completely refrain from doing any sinful act, they are always living a life of peace, a life of calmness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them in this life. But if a person involves in sinful acts and does not obey Allah, so the nafs al-mutma'inna is the type of nafs that we all have to form within ourselves. How far do we feel peace in mind when we engage in ibadah, in worshipping Allah? How far do we feel a calmness and a peace in mind when we refrain from any sinful act for the sake of Allah? Our friends, our environment, everything compares us, Allah will bestow upon us. But there is yet another type of nafs, a soul, which also we should always refrain from, which is called an-nafsul ghafila, which is the soul that is negligent, pays no heed to anything, neither the commandments of Allah, nor the evil aspects of life. He doesn't care about anything. He lives the life of animals. Allah has mentioned this also in the Holy Quran in so many verses. اقترب للناس مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي. Allah says, be patient in being with those who remind you of Allah. Always try to be cool. Our negligence is something very crucial that we all have to pay attention to. It is true that most of our life is spent in concentrating on our physical body, on our outer look, but we do not pay attention to our nafs, which is right inside. But surely it is this nafs that is going to take us either to heaven or to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ, don't follow the nafs, which is called hawa, because this becomes even better and important than jihad. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said that afdalul jihad an yujahidu rajulu nafsahu wa hawa. The best among all types of jihad is for a man to fight against his nafs. When we pay heed to this aspect, that we will be able to reform ourselves. And reforming ourselves is the way to reforming our society. And reforming our society is the way to reform our leadership. So today, everywhere we are calling for reforms. Surely Allah Almighty will not change the situation of any community unless the members of that community change what is within themselves. This is the important level to change it. Do you not remember the incident where the miracle magicians of Musa alayhi salam, at one time they were telling, oh Fir'aun, who changed their souls? And the next moment they were defying Fir'aun and said, do what you make here, but we will not pay heed. We obey the creator of you and me. Similarly, we see Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He is taking his sword and this changes his heart. And he at once becomes a Muslim and goes and embraces Islam at the hands of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was also a Sahaba called Fudalah ibn Umayr. He was an enemy of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a person who disliked him. That this person, Fudalah, wanted to kill him. So he hid his sword in his garment and went to kill Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going up. Dear Almighty, bless us all in our lives, forgive our sins, and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wana.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.